Excerpt number 12 from Rabash, article 40. What is, for you are the least of all the peoples in the work. The work is mainly in this place, meaning that here begins the matter of Lishma, meaning that he wants to work so the Creator will enjoy his work. And it does not matter to him what taste he feels. In other words, the work he does is to him as though he felt that the king is great, while in fact he feels that divinity is in the dust. That is, he does not feel any importance, but tastes the taste of dust. And yet, he overcomes and says, it is as important to me as though I felt that I was serving a great king. At that time, the will to receive certainly enjoys as well, since he does not need to believe in the greatness and importance of the king. Excerpt number 13 from Rabash, article 40. What is, for you are the least of all the peoples in the work. How can one muster the strength to overcome the body when he feels that the Shekhinah is in the dust? What joy can he receive from his work? Even more perplexing, how can one need and want to work when he feels no taste in it? This would be understandable if he had no choice. We can understand when a person is forced to work, but how is it possible to want such a work which feels tasteless? And since he does not have the strength to overcome and feel joy in such a work, how can he serve the king in such a lowly state when he feels the taste of dust while serving the king? Hence, in this regard, he does not ask the Creator to give him the revelation of his greatness so he will feel a good taste in it. Rather, he asks the Creator to give him strength to be able to overcome the body and work gladly, because now he can work only for the Creator. Since the will to receive does not enjoy work that tastes like dust. Oh, and we have these feelings. Continuing to read from excerpt number 14 from Bala Sulam Shamari 8, what is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sitra Achra? The shade of Klipa, shell, is called another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. In Kedusha, sanctity, however it is called, under its shadow I delighted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, one says that all the concealments and the afflictions one feels are because the Creator has sent him these situations so that one will have a place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say that is, that the Creator causes him all that, it is to one's benefit. It means that through that one can come to work in order to bestow and not for oneself. At that time, one comes to realize, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, one says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything that one does, one says, of course the Creator enjoys his work, so why should I care if I work in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy.
From Bala Sulam Shamati articles, article 42. What is the acronym Elul in the work? When one works in order to bestow, he does not mind what he feels during the work. Rather, even in a state where one sees a shape of black, one is not impressed by it, but he only wants the Creator to give him strength to be able to overcome all the obstacles. It means that one does not ask of the Creator to give him a shape of white, but to give him the strength to overcome all the concealments. Hence, those people who want to work in order to bestow, if there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness allows one to continue in the work. This is because while it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never have the ability to know if one's work is in purity or not. And this causes one to never be able to be awarded dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. For this reason, one is given a form of blackness from above. And then one sees if one's work is in purity. In other words, if one can be in gladness in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that one's work is in purity. Because one must be glad and believe that from above he was given a chance to be able to work in order to bestow.